The state of Alaska and a handful of plaintiffs in the Bethel area have settled a federal voting rights case that impacts Yupik speakers in the Bethel census area. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The settlement of the Nick versus Bethel case requires the state to make a series of enhancements to language assistance for Yupik-speaking voters. The lead attorney for the plaintiffs is Natalie Landreth with the Native American Rights Fund. She says the plaintiffs in the case are very pleased with the specifics of the settlement.
What the plaintiffs had been looking for since this case was filed were measures that would enable them to understand what they were voting for. It's a very basic case. I know it's a long agreement. The law is complicated, but that's really all it's about. Let us understand what we're voting for. And to do that, they needed to translate it. Because the agreement first, all those issues that they're going to need to understand, we are extremely happy with it. The plaintiffs in particular are ecstatic, and they've wanted this for a very long time.
The case was originally filed in federal court in Anchorage back in June of 2007 on behalf of Alaska Native elders Anna Nick, Billy McCann, Arthur Nelson, and David O'David. Other plaintiffs included four tribal governments in the Bethel census area. The settlement that was announced on Friday includes several things the state must do that they are not currently doing.
The first one is that, you know, on the ballot measures, which are the hardest for people to understand who don't speak English, those will now be translated into written Yupik. The other thing they're going to be receiving is a lot of language-specific training on filling out registration forms, absentee ballots, and special needs ballots to make sure that the process of the actual voting goes smoothly.
The settlement also acknowledges several voting improvements the Division of Elections has already put in place, including training bilingual poll workers to provide language assistance to voters, relying on Yupik language experts to translate election materials, and providing sample ballots in Yupik. Landreth says the existing voting system resulted in difficulty in Yupik speakers being able to adequately understand what they were asked to weigh in on the voting booth.
The lack of understanding about the depth and breadth of the problem led to a significant number of people either not voting, or what we found was pretty common, is that people might do what's called an undervote, where they would go and vote for the person that they liked, the candidate whose name they recognized or knew about, and then they wouldn't vote on the ballot questions because they didn't understand them.
The settlement stipulates that the state will provide bilingual outreach workers in communities within the Bethel census area and will endeavor to ensure that the Yupik translation panel will continue to be composed of individuals who represent the minor variations in dialects within the central Yupik language. The settlement calls for the state of Alaska to pay just under $1 million in plaintiff's attorney fees, but those fees must ultimately be approved by the Alaska legislature. The Bethel census area includes over 17,000 people, and it's estimated that 80% of the population is Alaska Native. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.